Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Misty Mountain Hop, Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin week here on the Drive. Appreciate you being with us. All right, here we go. A first round matchup that I think we've anticipated as much or more than any, Joel and Pastor Mike. How you got, Joel? Let's start with you. How's it going?
Can you hear me, guys?
We got you, man.
Gotcha. I'm good, man. It's been a hot couple days, and you know, I'm a little insulted that me and Pastor Mike are meeting in the first round. I figured this would have been a key semifinal matchup.
Well, you're seated fourth and fifth. Let's calm down a little bit. And that's Jeff's deal. So you'll have to get Jeff to answer to your seat.
It's a classic 4-5 matchup. I don't know.
I think Jeff's always had it out for me. So this is classic Kentucky-Wichita State.
Pastor Mike, do you feel okay about your seating?
Yeah, I'm not even very good at this, actually.
Well, I hate the fact
that
you're...
And right now, I'm just like 100 feet away from a wildebeest and some giraffes.
Really? Where are you?
I'm at Disney Animal Kingdom.
Oh, that's right. My goodness. Well,
I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Thanks for taking a little time out of that trip to participate.
Sure.
The category is Major League Baseball. We want to know, and this category is a good one. It comes from the commissioner, Matthew Browning, from 1970 to 1989, a 20-season span. 32 pitchers started the All-Star game for either the American League or the National League. 32 of them. All you got to do is name one of them. Joel, you're first.
Nolan Ryan.
Jeff? Do you have a copy of this category?
I don't.
Nolan Ryan started for the American League in 1979. That is correct. Pastor Mike.
Tom Seaver.
Started for the National League in 1970. Joel.
Jeez.
5 seconds.
Is it Carlton Fisk?
No, that is not right. Pastor Mike.
Jim Palmer
started for the American League in 1970, 72, 77, and 78. Joel.
Oh, geez. What was the year, 89?
70
through
89. 20
okay,
years.
So Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens started for the American League in 1986. We go to round three. Pastor Mike, you're tied at two. Bottom of round three. Go for it.
Okay.
5 seconds.
Greg Maddux.
Greg Maddux. I think that's a little early for Greg Maddux. That is not a correct answer. Joel.
How about Dennis Eckersley?
Dennis Eckersley started for the American League in 1982.
That's a good guess.
Pastor Mike.
Don Drysdale.
Don Drysdale.
A little late for Donnie D.
Little late for Don. We are tied.
Oh, really?
Joel can win it with a correct answer.
Oh, my gosh. I think all my guys are like in the late 80s, and I'm running out.
Pastor Mike, you can tie it right here or it's over.
Steve Busby.
Steve Busby is... not correct. Joel moves into the second round, and the wildebeest must have gotten to Pastor Mike.
I had Jim Palmer who got like multiple.
Yeah, that does, you don't get extra credit.
Oh, sorry
about that. Joel, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you both soon. Joel, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one, guys.
That's a good category.
It was a good one.
Here are the people that were missed. Vida Blue started three times, twice for the American League, once for the National. Catfish Hunter, Gaylord Perry, Mark Fidrich, Steve Stone, Jack Morris, Dave Steeb, Brett Saberhagen, Frank Viola. This is a who's who, man.
A little bit.
Dave Stewart, Doc Ellis, Bob Gibson in 72 for the National League. Rick Wise, Andy Messersmith, Jerry Royce, Randy Jones, Don Sutton, Steve Carlton, J.R. Richard, Fernando Valenzuela, Steve Rogers, Mario Soto, Charlie Lee. Hard to believe Charlie Lee ever started an All-Star game. Lamar Hoyt, Doc Gooden, Mike Scott, and Rick Rushell.
Rick Rushell, the guy who gave up the homer to Bo, and Ricky Henderson, I believe.
1989, whoever, Rick Rushell started for the National League.
I was watching that game at the time.
Yeah, so who wasn't?
I was. I was six. So.
You were watching it with me.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Where were you?
I was watching it at Indian Hills Apartments with my good friend Mark Sullivan and his dad.
So you were 6 years old, and I let you go over to some stranger's
some stranger, my best friend at the time. That's how I remember it. And it may have happened that way. It may not have, but that's how I remember it.
Well, shame on you for not watching that game with me.
And I believe I cut my
finger. What was I doing?
I don't know. When I'm six.
Was I out on a date?
I don't know.
Well, I can't believe I didn't watch that.
That's just how I remember it. It may have happened that way, and it may not have. But
I'm shocked that I would let you go to someone's apartment.
Why? It was Mark Sullivan.
Yeah, but you're six, for God's sake. Hey, Dad, I want to go and watch the All-Star game with my friend Mark. We're six, and afterwards we're going to do crayons. I mean, that doesn't even make sense to me.
It doesn't really make sense to me either, but that is
how. So as a six-year-old kid.
I remember we had pizza. I cut my finger on a pop can, and none of this may have happened.
And what was I doing?
I don't know.
I just can't believe I was that irresponsible as a father.
What do you mean?
Okay, go on over. I don't know these people.
You knew the Sullivans, Barb, John.
I barely
Mark,
knew them.
I mean, how?
And I'm letting you go over to somebody's apartment. Did I take you?
I assume. I spent a lot of time over there.
Did I know it?
Yeah.
Well, that's remarkably irresponsible.
Well, I didn't know
of
that.
Me.
I didn't know it.
Here's Chris. Chris, you're on the drive.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Jeff, actually, it was Bo Jackson and Wade Boggs. They gave back-to-back home runs off.
I knew it wasn't Ricky because Bo was leading off.
They were playing with their dolls at that time.
And a little, by the way, I got a little bit of a rant here, so bear with me. I'm listening to the Royals game today. And, of course, Fizziox mentioning how the White Sox are six games under 500. Hey, Steve, the Royals are 26 under 500. Figure that out. Look at your stat sheet.
Well,
he's acting like they're so superior to the White Sox. This guy's awful.
Well, that's they're superior to him in a four-game sweep. Sorry, Chris. I mean, good grief.
Yikes.
Beat him.
But I do. There is an air of superiority with the Royals announcers.
Physioc's terrible.
That I don't completely understand.
Physioc's terrible. Huddler's terrible. Denny used to be great. Lefevre's okay.
Nah.
And Stewart, what's irrelevant? There's
Steve,
my take
Steve
on the
Stewart.
Royals announcers.
There. Well, I don't really. I think Rex.
Steve Stewart.
Rex, I don't know. Rex probably bad. But Ryan,
but Rex was a former Cardinal, so it's hard for me to.
Yeah, and he was an all-out effort guy.
It's hard for me to really hate Rex Huddler.
Fan favorite, and he's always
been
positive.
I appreciate Rex Huddler. I just don't think he's good on the games. But that's just me. I don't listen to a lot of Royals.
He shouldn't be a team's announcer.
But a lot of people don't like Mike Shannon.
Put him on Fox.
What
let
do you
him
think of
character.
Mike Shannon?
Well, I think he's old.
He's 80. What? So what?
I think he's incoherent at times.
He had a great home run call the other night.
What was it?
It's just get up, baby, get up.
That's all he ever says.
Hey, do me a favor, Max.
Find a
Mike Shannon home run call. Okay? I love Mike Shannon. Find the David Freese home run in the 2011 World Series Game 7, and we'll play it for you.
Well, that'll be fun. Can we play a couple Tom Hamilton calls?
My memories of Shannon and Jack Buck are unbelievably good. You understand that, right?
No, I understand. I do understand.
Back when I listened to virtually all, not every game, but probably 100 games a year on the radio.
Because KMOX.
Television wasn't available. I mean, it was available, but they weren't on. I couldn't get their games on TV. Now I watch virtually every game on TV. Occasionally, I'll go to the MLB at bat. App and listen to the game on radio.
Of course.
Now, John Rooney and I don't know if you know this, the year I was the sports writer of the year for the Kansas State High School Activities Association, John Rooney, the play-by-play radio broadcaster for the Cardinals, was the state broadcaster of the year. He worked at a radio station in Pittsburgh.
And here he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need me to finish that.
You don't think I'm having as good a run as John Rooney?
Probably not. He's got one of 32 jobs in America, or 30, I guess. You have one of about 20 million.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
I'll get John Rooney on the show. How would you like that?
I just had deja vu, and now I'm having it again, saying I'm having deja vu, which is also giving me deja vu, because I think I said that the last time.
Here's Clint. Hello, Clint. You're on the show. Clint, I don't know what's going on with people today. I really don't know what's going on with people virtually any day. Clint, we tried to get you.
Call back, Clint.
You called. We take the calls. We love you. We want you on the air.
Kind of.
No, really.
I could do without Clint, but...
You know one of the things I... See, there you go again.
What? I mean, I could do the show without Clint.
I couldn't. I honestly couldn't.
Together.
Hello, Clint. You're on.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Yeah, Clint? Nice.
I'm happy to talk to
way
you,
to
bud.
Way to go, Jeff.
Glad you're here.
I appreciate that. Hey, guys. I'll just be quick. I know football season's coming up, and so I got to bring up another talk radio, commentator, and that would be with me being a diehard KU fan and an alum, when Bob Davis retired – it was a very, very sad day.
Love Bob
and
Davis.
I'm just saying, Brian Haney, I am trying very hard to get on that bandwagon, and I just cannot handle
lots of
his voice.
Why am I so mean?
That was rude.
Listen, I'm sorry.
And here
I can't.
Brian Haney to join us.
Thank you, Clint.
You're welcome.
I'm going to withhold comment. Let's see what KU Pat has to say about it. Another of our tried and true callers.
Where's he been?
Pat, hello.
I just fell on the floor when you mentioned Jeff being over there watching the All-Star game or whatever game it was, and then he did crayons.
Well,
that's why I love you guys. You guys crack me up. I want to thank Dave Phillips for the free dinner last week. I thought Dave Phillips did great. I really miss him. I hope Jeff wasn't listening because I told Dave I thought he'd be a great replacement for Jeff.
Why would you say
I was
that?
Joking, though, Jeff.
Okay, thank you.
hey, I want to get your thoughts on my Giants. My A's are playing great, but you think the Giants sort of...
I think you're going to miss
Gardner. They're within two or three games of the wild card.
I read today where they're still sellers, according to a lot of people. But here's what I think about the Giants. You're going to miss Bruce Bochy. He's the best manager maybe in the history of the game.
What?
That guy's amazing.
Well, and I got one other thing. My fantasy league, this is what I get for drafting two Cardinals. I got Carpenter's having the worst year of his career, and Goldsmith, who
he's
so thrilled to get, and this has got to be the worst year he's ever had.
So far, but he's heating up.
I hope you're right. Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Pat.
And while we're talking about guys heating up, if you're in fantasy, it's time to buy low on Jose Ramirez.
Whatever. Back
who's
in a minute.
Really heating up.
We're going to talk NBA. I've been looking forward to this conversation. I think it's just been a fascinating past couple of weeks in the NBA. Reed Forgrave from CBS Sports. Do we have the Mike Shannon call, Max? Let's hear McGuire's record-breaking home run right here as we go to break, Max.
Traxel winds and fires. Big Mac, swing and a shot into the corner. It might make it. There it is, 62, folks. It just got over the left field wall in the corner. And we have a new home run champion. A new Sultan of SWAT. It's Mark McGwire. He touches them all. Unbelievable. He hugs Gaetti as he comes around.